a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
And we are back. Thank you very much, Malcolm, for bringing us up to speed as to what's happening out on the roadways. And I believe our next guest is not on the phone line just yet. We are, of course, waiting for Mr. Mark Schipetta to chat with us. Is there, like I said, we have a couple of different events that we are we're going to look to discuss this evening. And I think Ryan is trying to see if we can phone him up. All right, I believe that we have joining us on the line, Mr. Mark Schipetta. Mr. Schipetta, you there?
Yes, how you doing, Kevin?
Going good, yourself?
I'm hanging in there, my friend. Just a crazy week, getting ready for this event.
All right, well, I believe coming up this Saturday, April 5th, you have an event that's going to be being held at the historic War Memorial, 156 West Elm Street in Brockton. Rockin' Comedy for a Cause. Talk to me about putting this together.
Yeah, you know, over the years, many people that have kind of followed me and my charitable efforts, I've done things from cage fighting to WWE-style wrestling, and, you know, at the tender age of 45, I decided to get involved in something that was a little bit easier, so I reached out to my friend Steven Shripper from The Sopranos, a.k.a. Bobby Bacala, and asked if he'd come to Brockton and host a comedy show. So he's been very instrumental in helping put this together. And we have four great comics, Ken Rogerson, Christine Hurley, who's a local person, and Johnny Pizzi, and then a TBA, one to be announced later. And, they all open, actually, for Lenny Clark all around the country, and they're, top-notch, nationally-known comics. And we're going to wrap up the night with Draw the Line, who's an amazing tribute band, Aerosmith tribute band, actually the only endorsed Aerosmith tribute band, and all for the kids, all for the Jeff Foundation, who's a local organization out of Kingston, who does a lot of research advocacy for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which many know is a disease my twin sons that are 18 suffer from, and also lastly the Massachusetts Hospital School, which is a facility that has adaptive sports, and my sons play wheelchair soccer, and that's been a huge influence in their life. So that's it in a nutshell.
And from what I understand, they're pretty good at the soccer.
They are. They're two of the better players in the country, and they're hoping within the next year or two to make Team USA and travel to some extravagant land overseas. So that's their goal, and it's great. It's a fun sport.
Talk to us about. You've been dealing with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. You're kind of like the guy who knows about it in the area. As you said, you've done a little bit of everything to try to raise money for this cause over the years.
Yeah, it's a pretty brutal disease. It affects 1 in 3,500 boys, and it's pretty gender specific to males. Most boys start off walking, and then they'll have signs of weakness in their legs around 4 or 5 years old. They'll be tripping, difficulty climbing stairs, and then that dreaded diagnosis comes in, and it's pretty much a slippery slope downhill at that point. My sons were very athletic boys. And, now they're in wheelchairs. They've been in wheelchairs since they were 12. And even using the use of their arms is a difficult task, and it's something they're probably going to lose completely soon. So it's a horrible disease. Unfortunately, it is terminal. Chrissy McSherry from the Jet Foundation is been all over the news lately. Her and Jennifer McNary, local people that have been doing great things with a potential treatment for a lot of the boys. Actually, it's about 10 to 15% of the boys that have a certain deletion. And there was some holdup with the FDA, and they've been battling Washington and seeking signatures. And it's a start. We can start with this 15% of kids, and we can build it up to the other 85%, hopefully cure the whole community.
Again, we are speaking with Mark Schipetta. He, of course, is the promoter of this event, Rock and Comedy for a Cause. be April 5th at 7 p.m., held at the War Memorial Building, located at 156 West Elm Street in Brockton. If folks want to now, if folks want to get tickets, is it a matter of getting them at the door, or are you hoping people will be buying these in advance?
We're hoping in advance. This makes our life easier because there's a fire capacity in the building, and then we're going to have a lot of people in there in wheelchairs, so it just makes it easier for planning purposes. But you can go to rockthenncomedy.com, rockthenncomedy.com. You can get the tickets. They're 50 apiece, but, it's an amazing night. We have four top comics, a band, and then you're going to get to meet Mr. Schripper. Actually, I just got off the phone with him, and every time he calls, it's funny, he calls me from a blocked number. So, and I very rarely get calls from blocked numbers. Mm-hmm. So when I see it, I know it's him. And at least lately, planning this event, and, there's still that Sopranos intimidation factor. I swear if I don't sell this out, I'm going to be swimming with the fishes.
All right, so it remains to be seen. So we'll have to make sure we talk with you on April 6th to see how things went.
Well, yeah.
We definitely want to thank you and wish you the best of luck for your event. Anything you want to say in closing, Mark?
No, just go to rockncomedy.com and check it out and come to Brockton. It's going to be a great night. Thank you.
You got it. There he is. Right. Mark Shapedova joining us for a few moments to chat about his event. Please do check the event out on April 5th at the War Memorial in Brockton, 156 West Elm Street. In Brockton, as you said, there's going to be a number of four comedians. You also have the Aerosmith tribute band Draw the Line, and it's for to help Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which actually afflicts Mark's twin boys, Troy and Andrew. Why don't we step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk, we will speak with Brockton City Councilors Bob Sullivan and Dennis DiNapoli in just a moment. Stay tuned.